We want to move on to this because this is really interesting. It was a fascinating piece. Phil Pennington discussing this issue with Joy Cowley this morning. Beloved and best-selling children's author of Joy Cowley has defended a Palmerston North bishop who resigned after an investigation found him to have been sexually inappropriate towards a young woman. Bishop Charles Drennan was believed to have been involved in a sexual relationship with the woman, which Miss Cowley says would have made him a better bishop. She also believes most Catholic priests do have sex and hopes the case pushes the Vatican towards scrapping mandatory celibacy. So we're going to speak to an expert on religions and their practices, Dr. Peter Lynham, but shortly first to the panel. What's your thoughts on the story? Are you surprised by Joy Cowley's defence, Cindy, of the bishop and almost what some may see as victim-blaming in the situation?
Well, as we were talking about before, Joy Cowley is sort of quite involved with the Catholic Church, isn't she? And she may have been a little bit blindsided by it all. But, I mean, you know, when she says, you know, do they think that a vow of celibacy guarantees immunity? Well, the answer is yes. You know, I mean, the vow of celibacy, is it relevant? Probably not. But, you know, to be honest, I don't see how Joy Cowley can say it makes him a better person. I think the level of hypocrisy involved once you have taken the vow of celibacy actually shines a light on perhaps your personality a bit, because if you were, I'm not saying that I think they should be celibate. I think mm-hmm. they should be able to be part of the normal situation. But at the moment, you're meant to be, and people should be able to respect they should be able to trust that, particularly young women. I think it says a lot more about a slightly darker side of a personality of the bishop, the fact that, he lived a bit of a double life.
Selwyn?
Yeah, I look at this and I think that hypocrisy is the word that Cindy used, and I think that's very appropriate, the hypocrisy of celibacy. And you look at that...
The hypocrisy of celibacy?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean it's a complete...
Pretending.
The pretense around it, the mystique, the mystery, the tradition. Where's the spirituality within that? So this is the big issue, isn't it? And it gets right back to the Vatican. And I'm not Catholic, so in a way it's an observer's kind of point of view. But I think that is the biggest stumbling block of getting to grips as to trying to find the reason around that question, why? In all of the ways this problem is expressed. And if you look at this particular situation, Joy Cowley might be absolutely right. She knows the person that's in the spotlight on this particular issue. She obviously has got a strong regard for him. But in some ways, when you have that kind of relationship with a person who's in the spotlight, it can actually alter your perceptions of things relating to the other side, meaning the victim, et cetera, if there is a victim situation in this case. But the hypocrisy of celibacy, you know, other churches and other religions do not necessarily have to have such a strong doctrine. Is doctrine the word?
Doctrine, attach it to the spirit. So attaching celibacy to spirituality is not needed in other religions. Well, let's bring in our expert who can explain it perhaps better than us. Dr. Peter Lynham, just retired from Massey University at the end of last year, who is a religious historian, and he's extensively looked into New Zealand's religious past. Kia ora, Peter. Good to have you on the panel.
It's a pleasure.
So, look, let's talk about this enduring mandatory Catholic celibacy and the vows. Actually, what is the idea behind it?
Okay, so it is linked to the growing emphasis on the Eucharist that came in the Catholic Church in the 10th century. By no means is it doctrinal. It's quite important to understand that, in fact, it's simply a discipline adopted for priests because they were handling the purity and the exalted character of the Eucharist once the belief in transubstantiation had been accepted. So that was the view that this really was the very body and blood of Christ, and therefore it would defile the person if they were also involved in a marriage. But there are, in fact, lots of cases of exceptions. For example,
right.
recently, the Catholic Church has permitted High Anglicans who've decided that they want to be Catholics to transfer as priests into the Catholic Church, and they come with wives.
Mm.
So there's no doctrinal reason why it can't happen. It's just tradition. It's a long tradition, though.
Oh, that is very, very interesting. So, look, might taking this vow make the Catholic clergy, I don't know, more susceptible to inappropriate sexual behaviour than perhaps other religious orders? Can we make that link or not at all?
I think we can partly make that link. I mean, it's fair to comment that most priests actually make the choice to enter the priesthood really very young compared to most Protestant denominations. They'll typically enter in their late teens and start a 7-year training. And so, I mean, there's a lot they don't actually know about themselves, I think, at that point. And, of course, it's easy to have a very high view of the calling that you have and to put aside natural urges that you've got for a while, but those natural urges don't go away.
Mm.
So I think it's fair to say that any priest committed to celibacy is going to have some challenges at points. But, of course, remember that those people who are priests in other denominations, they're not free from slip-ups and infidelity. That certainly happens.
Dr. Peter Lynham, thank you very, very much for your time. How interesting is that?
I think that's very interesting. Mm-hmm. It sort of doesn't excuse, in my opinion, you know, I mean, I think the quote is, Joy said, I'm sorry for the woman concerned, but I have seen how young women flirt with priests. Do they think that a vow of celibacy guarantees immunity? I mean, that sort of harks back to that, oh, well, you shouldn't be wearing a skirt that short. And, you know, I'm sorry, I just don't think that they're appropriate remarks.
And it may, you know, let's be frank, it might be just a young person's response to an authority figure. I don't mean flirting. It might be expressed in a way of respect. Who knows? You know, those kind of things are pretty difficult to tie down.